Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. New business has started up in Madison. Dan Tuckett joins me. Dan started a, I'll let Dan tell you what you started, Dan.
I started a freeze-drying business, and I called it Big Tuck's Freeze-Dried Candy Company.
Yep. And it's really good. Tell us what the process is with your candy company. What's the process that you use?
I bought a freeze dryer. And I've tried different types of candies like Skittles. Skittles is actually probably the number one seller overall. The stores have a hard time keeping them on the shelves because so many people that are buying freeze dryers, Skittles is the first thing they try.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And so, you know, Jolly Ranchers and saltwater taffy, peach rings, deer turds, which are Tootsie Rolls, unicorn poop, which are nerd clusters. we do Frosty.
Did you come up with these names?
Nope. Not by myself, my wife and my son Isaiah, that we all contributed to the names.
So what's deer turds? What is that?
Deer turds are Tootsie Rolls.
Tootsie Rolls.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So you have a machine that you put the Tootsie Rolls in?
Yes.
Okay. And
yes.
What does it do to it?
And then it sucks all of the air out of the chamber that the candy is in, and then then you have a freezer on the outside, and then the shelves, they warm them enough to soften them up so that they can expand.
Oh, okay. Does it take the calories out of them?
Well, it's lighter in weight, so.
You'd like to think it does, right?
Yeah, I like to think so.
Okay. You named just some of the candies, but you have a lot of them, don't you?
Yeah, I have quite a few. When I first started, I probably just started out with Jolly Ranchers and Tootsie Rolls and Saltwater Taffy. But then as the time, because I started in August, just started my first time in August. And so as time went on, we've been adding a few things. So.
Okay. You must have liked candy when you were a kid then.
I love candy. I still do.
What's your favorite candy, Dan?
Now and Laters.
What?
Now and Laters, they're called. It's a square taffy.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Taffy. I don't think I've ever heard of that one before.
Yeah, it's been around quite a while.
Okay. Do you do platters, or do you do boxes, or how can you, what's the amount that you get?
We put them in bags, and then we go by the weight of the bag, and that's what we go with. And so, you know, we just, as of right now, we're doing one size, and so basically everything is in the bags anywhere, $7. Okay. And so the platters, we're just really experimenting with those. So, you know, those can range anywhere from, $25 to $30, something like that.
That's for the platter.
The platter.
Okay.
I have two different sizes.
Okay. What's the bag run you?
The bag is $7.
Okay. All right. So since you opened up your business in August, what's been the response like?
Oh, it's been really good. I've had kids approach me at the high school wanting to get some freeze-dried candy and stuff.
Oh,
so,
nice.
It takes a while to do it, and I wish I had more at hand when I can. I try to keep as much as I can, but it's hard to just pop up everywhere and do it. You just want to make sure you have enough inventory.
Okay. So, if someone's interested in the freeze-dried candy that we just mentioned, how can they purchase some?
They can call me on my telephone. My number is 320-444-5562, or else you can look up Big Tuck's Freeze-Dried Candy on Facebook.
Okay. So, we can message you on Facebook then?
Yes, you can. Yes.
Okay. And that name again?
Big Tuck's Candy Company.
All right. Did you come up with that?
Yes, I did.
All right. All right, great, Dan. Yeah, I've had it myself, and I had it at the fair. You were at the Lockapaw County Fair this past year, and that went pretty well for you.
Yeah, it was nice. It was a four-day event, and, man, it was awesome. So many people came through, so it was a good day. Well, a good 4 days, I should say.
Right. Well, if you have a New Year's Eve party or this coming week, just give Dan a call then.
Yeah, right, just do
right.
that. Yep,
right.
That's right.
My favorite are the caramel. I think caramel apple.
Yeah. Sour caramel apple suckers. We just break them up and then put them on, spread them out on the tray, and they turn out really well, really good. So.
Yeah, it's really a different taste when it's freeze dried.
Oh, yeah. Well,
not a different taste. I meant kind of melts in your mouth.
Yeah, it melts. It is made that way, so it's not as much chewing. You know, like a lot of people don't like all this chewing with some of the chewy candies. But this one here, you don't have to chew as much.
Yeah, especially the caramels. Caramels get stuck on your teeth, but freeze dried?
Not at all.
Not at all. That's a plus.
That's right.
All right, Dan. Best of luck with your company then.
All right. Thank you very much.
Dan Tuckett with Big Tuck's Freeze-Dried Candy Cup Company. Once again, give Dan a call at 320-444-5562. That's an easy number to remember, 444-5562.